Blog Talk Radio.
Dobro jutro. Good morning. Hola. Good day. You've made a wise decision. You've tuned in to Live with Kathy. Heard on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network reaching listeners not only locally, nationally, but imagine reaching listeners in any country in the world. Be still, my heart. I just love giving a voice to my passion. I just love starring, hosting, producing Live with Kathy, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Now, before we get into the guts of the show, I have a couple of things that I have to share with you. First of all, let's go to give a voice to your passion. Do you want to be the star of your very own live half-hour internet radio show? Come on, the world is waiting for you. Timing is everything. You could be a stay-at-home mom and dad or a solopreneur, business owner, corporation. But does everyone understand the purpose of your service, business, product, mission, and passion? You all know that my mission and passion is to change and redefine the perception of aging not only in America, but in the world. I'm a simply ageless octogenarian fashionista with a can-do attitude going on age 30. So how about you? Don't go to the very end with your dream dancing in your heart. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Now, the show is live from 11:30 to 12 Central Time, and then it will be archived. You could log on blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson and click on October 4th, The Power of Habit. Imagine, now this could be you, your very own half-hour show where you're the star and you're going to share, you're the star. All I'm going to do is choreograph it with you. It's your story. You own it your way. Internet radio is a very powerful marketing tool. It's exploding. So after you call me and you email me at kathystudio@sbcglobal.net, and Mitch Motivanich, we talk. And if you resonate with inspiring people, giving them hope, encouraging them to live their life like it's golden, then we pick a date and a time, and you're on the air for a half hour. Or it could be an hour. It could be 10 half hours. It could be 10 hours. I email you the link. Then you email the link to your email database and invite them to forward the link to their email database, and so on and so on. Imagine, darlings, in minutes, your show, your voice, your message will be heard locally, nationally, and will circle the world. I work with you on content, then I become your outside advocate. Of course, there's a one-time modest fee. I look forward to working with you, and you know how to get in touch with me, kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. You know, we're living longer, but not necessarily better. The quality of life eludes many, but it doesn't have to be that way. I want to share my methods, techniques, 7 decades in research and development on how you can look and feel younger and better longer than you ever thought possible right now. And best of all, no costly equipment, no costly operation. Just learn my easy-to-learn, all-natural methods and techniques, and they're yours for life. And of course, you all know they're in the book, The Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken. And how do you get it? You email kathystudio@sbcglobal.net, and you either want the e-book or you want the soft copy. And then I become your choreographer. I take you by the hand, and I walk you through your life. Now, disclaimer, I'm not a medical doctor. I don't hold a PhD. I have just been blessed with visionary and futuristic insights, and I have the pleasure and the good fortune to work with brilliant, brilliant experts. You know what I'm talking about, and I speak my word with vigor, vitality, confidence, and experience. Get the book, The Elixir of Youth, Secrets of Spring Chicken. Now, when you log on, simplyageless.net or KathyWatsonSpeaks.com, click on all the buttons, and don't forget to click on the video. But go to books, and the first one is The Elixir. You'll love it. It may change your life. Then scroll down to Choices, awe-inspiring choices revealed by successful entrepreneurs. And what you can learn from Choices? You can fulfill your dreams. It's never too late. You can overcome adversity and succeed. And you can live your life in paradise. It's available at Author House and at Amazon. Scroll down to The Heart of the Lion, Oh My Trip to Africa. Come traverse with me the Serengeti, the Maasai Mara, and witness the migration of the wildebeest. Oh, I wrote a journal, and Tom Puttrick, who has since passed away, wrote the story. Oh, you won't be able to put the book down, and darlings, it really should be a movie. So all of you people that are listening and have a contact with movie producers, you know how to get in touch with me. The Heart of the Lion is available at Ex Libris and Amazon. And while you're on Amazon, be sure and get the book, 101 Great Ways to Improve Your Life by David Ricklin. By the way, I'm Chapter 3, The Passionate Warrior. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. And the topic is the power of habit. Everything that we do in life is habit. Habit, habit. Oh, sidebar. I just had word. Rumor has it that there are radio talk show hosts that are listening to my show. Oh, they have excellent taste. And I do hope that you're learning from the topics, the inspiration that I offer to the world. Now, I want you to remember one thing. When you compliment or criticize, you're describing you. You're describing you. You want to change your life? Change your thinking. You see, darlings, the purpose of life, it's not to be happy. It is to be useful, to be honorable, to be compassionate, to have it make some difference that you have lived and lived well. Ralph Waldo Emerson. Do you love what you're doing? You know, everything we do in our life, the minute we wake up in the morning, is habit. Did you take a nice big cat stretch this morning when you woke up? Did you say, good morning, God, or good God, it's morning? What habit is engraved in your brain? Emerson said, the purpose of life is not to be happy. It is to be useful, to be honorable, to be compassionate, to have it make some difference that you have lived well. And I love giving a voice to my passion. Now, I want to give a voice to the women ironworkers. There, women build nations. October 13, 15, 2017, Hyatt Regency McCormick Place in Chicago. The female, women iron workers. There is that moment when you are able to stand on a structure, look across the skyline, and note which towers, skyscrapers, and bridges you've touched the bones of and helped to raise from the ground. Why wouldn't a woman want to be an iron worker? You know that Bill, my husband, was an iron worker, and he just loved having the gals on board. So remember now, you could go online and you could Google Women Build Nations, and it's their big conference, October 13th to the 15th in Chicago. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. It is with pleasure that I am able to introduce you to the Brotherhood and Sisterhood, Iron Workers and Impact. I want you to feel the energy. Titans shaping and bridging the future. Giant titans of incredible strength and vision coming together to create a stronger and better informed world. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Impact, the Iron Workers Management Progressive Action Cooperative Trust, expanding job opportunities for iron workers and their contractors through progressive and innovative cooperative programs, incorporating the Dom Perignon of construction trades with the safest, most productive, and efficient contractors in the world. To learn more, log on impact-net.org. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Iron Workers International and Canada, the Dom Perignon of the trades. Log on ironworkers.org. Did you know that Iron Workers offer a full spectrum in career development? Earn while you learn. My mission and purpose is to introduce you to iron workers. I want you to acknowledge them and to recognize them as co-creators of art in the form of creative construction. It is with pleasure for me to illuminate the character of iron workers, their hidden talents, to pay homage to their commitment to family, work ethics revealed not only in their artistry, but in the spirit of brotherhood, sisterhood, and solidarity. Log on ironworkers.org. And remember the CD, What a Noble Profession. I open with Aaron Copland's Fanfare to the Common Man. And I segue to and pay homage to the iron worker. And then transition down to Tchaikovsky's Swan Lake, the athleticism of the male dancer, and the graceful, fluid movements of the swan. You know how to get in touch with me. The running time is 6 to 8 minutes. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Team Love Home Care. Compassionate care and companionship, one family at a time. Log on teamlovehomecare.com. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by the Beau Vivant of Wire Arts Sculpture and Leather Works. Unique, one-of-a-kind, original designs, hand-built, custom-designed to your wishes, your dream. Want more information? Email kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by, we already talked about it, the Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken. Come on, looks do matter. When you look good, you feel good. If you feel good, you look good. Everyday happenings that we all experience takes its toll on our looks and health. stress, toxicity, trauma, anger, releases toxins into the body. All leading factors in premature aging and perhaps even death. Take time to live. Our world and life have so much to give. It's only available by contacting me, KathyStudio@sbcglobal.net. Habits, habits, habits. The power of habits, how they work. You have to get Edith Nam's book. She's an extraordinaire author. Her mission is to introduce you to winning ways to positively energize your brain and your body through her latest book, Change to a Positive Mindset and Extend Your Lifeline. I'm going to tell you again, no matter what your thought is, no matter who you direct it to, we'll come back to either embrace you or bite you in the butt. Are you in the habit, and you most are, of TNT, toxic negative thinking? Get the book, Change to a Positive Mindset, and extend your life or your lifeline. It's a journey of miles of smiles, positive energy, power, hope, health, and happiness. You could get it at Amazon.com, Author House, Barnes, and Noble. Are you creative? Would you like to add, you don't want to quit your job, but if you're thinking of it, I could help. Have you ever thought about a home-based business? You know, I had mine when I was 25, Hats by Kathy. It just made sense. You don't need a college degree. You are smart enough. And you don't have to invest huge capital. You're starting your own business. You are the entrepreneur. It's a marvelous way to fulfill your dreams, reach your goals. And it offers infinite opportunities to challenge yourself while making money and to believe in yourself. You need the formula, and I have the formula. Did I pique your interest? Want to be the CEO of your own company? Get your children involved. Make it a family affair and teach them the joy of money. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network, reaching listeners locally, nationally, and reaching listeners in any country in the world. Okay, let's get to the guts of the show. Habits. You started that the minute you were born. Unfortunately, we listen to so many toxic thoughts. See, I come from an immigrant family where children were to be seen and not heard. That didn't stop me. But when I go back in time, oh, my mother was a great nutritionalist, Ma Pon. Thank you so much for my marvelous health. And Pa, with his work ethics, thank you so much. But they came here from Europe at the turn of the century. Were their dreams fulfilled? And they didn't know that their thinking was habitual. Did any of you? Stop and think of it. Stop and think of it now. How habits work? Transforming a habit isn't necessarily easy or quick. It isn't always simple, but it is possible. How do you do it? Now remember, when you're going to change a bad habit, a habit that doesn't serve you, you've got to replace it with something good. Do you smoke? Hey, I tried it once when I was about 17. I'm a natural inhaler. I threw up all over the place. And when I would go downtown, I lived in Chicago, and I would take the IC, and I was going to be so grown up. I'd sit in the smoking car. I'd have to get off. I couldn't stand it. But, well, do you smoke? If you only knew what it was doing to your lungs. What about drinking? Moderate. 5 p.m., I have my traditional cocktail. Bill and I always had our cocktail. But we didn't drink the whole bottle. Do you struggle with obesity? Do you know, rumor has it, that we're spending $90 billion, I said billion dollars a year, on illnesses related to obesity? If you saw a picture, a photo of your heart that's just submerged in a ball of fat. You know, we were all born to serve a purpose. You woke up this morning, didn't you? You went through your habitual routine. You have a space to fill. If you don't fill it, who will? So, the sugar, by the way, the Mediterranean diet that I have embraced all of my life, they're singing high praises of it in Life Extension. Mediterranean diet delays aging. Log on www.lifeextension.com. Oh, I was featured. I was profiled in their magazine in 2005. Life Extension is the ultimate source for new health and medical findings from around the world. But why would you carry that weight? Why would you do that to your heart? No matter your vice, help is a decision away. You know, our greatest freedom is that of choice. What is your choice? It's your decision, your perception. You need to understand that making one small shift, take baby steps, and your awareness that you have to give up smoking, drinking, overeating to accomplish your goal. You know, it's like January 1st, where you all make these incredible goals, resolutions. In 3 days, they're done and gone. You know, it's your life. You're the choreographer of your life. You can't blame anyone. You cannot blame anyone. Let's just, for fun, start, not for fun, but a challenge to stop smoking. Try jogging. That, in turn, can change how you eat, work, sleep, even saving money. This could lead to running half marathons in a marathon. The brain is brilliant. By changing old habits into new, the new habits, impulses, crowd out the old urges. It doesn't happen overnight. That's why I'm saying to you, take one baby habit at a time. You've got to replace it. When a negative thought comes into your mind, you see, the subconscious threw it out into the universe. It's going to work on it. You have to say, that is not, stop. That's not the truth for me. The truth is, I am. And then replace it with a positive thought. A habit is an action that you do automatically. Why is it automatic? Because it's based on a cue that you and only you've established. For example, you wake up in the morning. You know, that's your cue. And your habit is to brush your teeth. Or you get into your car. That's another cue. And then your habitual action is to buckle up your seatbelt, and you're not even aware that you're making these choices. The habits we've established by retreating them over and over again actually become wired into our brain circuitry. The brain develops connections within itself to go on autopilot to perform basic functions based on cues. Most of your thinking occurs on the surface of the brain. That's the cortex. But habits are formed in a deeper level of the brain called basal ganglia. When you build habits, the thinking part of the brain can step away, so to speak, and let the basal ganglia take over, so you do habitual actions almost unconsciously. Get a pen and pad, and for 24 hours, write down all of your thoughts and your habits. You know, the brain likes to reserve energy for higher order thinking. Anytime the brain doesn't have to think as in a habit, it saves energy. When we have the brain power to devote to more complicated tasks. Now, there are three elements to a habit. Call it three R's. The first is reminder, routine, and reward. Okay, so wait. Let's say that you get this urge to smoke a cigarette. So you take a cigarette and you inhale. What's the reward? You're toasting your lungs. You're cutting into your lifespan. The reminder is the cue or the signal to start doing something. So if you're going to do something, let it be positive. The cue is a signal to start something. And that reminder kicks in the automaticity of the brain and the habit. Why would you smoke? Why would you drink to excess? Sugar, sugar, sugar. Oh, sidebar. I remember being on board. I'm a speaker on international cruise ships. And I was lingering in the lunchroom this one day. And I saw this lady come with a young child. And they sat at a table across from me. And this is gospel. I kid you not. The lady, I don't know whether it was the mother or the grandmother, took a glass of water and spooned in 2 teaspoons of sugar and gave it to the child. Now, you see, I couldn't say anything because that wasn't my job, but I nearly passed out. Okay, how to rewire your brain to love healthy habits. The idea is to use that cue to create a new, healthier habit. You might want to take a few moments to breathe deeply every time you crave a cigarette, or drink water instead of soda whenever you're out to lunch. The final part, the reward, the key in developing or maintaining a new habit, since it gives you the motivation needed to make that change. The reward is important because we are constantly looking for meaning to our behavior. What makes us do something is a consequence or a reward. Hey, guys and gals, think about how good you'll look after hitting the gym for a few months, or how much healthier you'll feel once you quit smoking. Find something to keep you going until you've formed a healthy habit. How long does it take? This is relative. Some say 21 days. Others say 12 weeks. But it's up to you. It's your choice. It's your life. How do you want to live your life? Do you want to be 50 and fabulous, or 50 and feeble? It's your choice. You create your life. Your decision. Your decision to accomplish your goal. You've been listening to Live with Kathy. Until tomorrow, Remember to always be in your best elements. Au revoir.
Bye.